Welcome to Generic Wrestling Podcast, the only podcast that focuses on the important thing, who wins and who loses. Oh, I'll wrestle a broomstick and I'll lose and I'll lose and I'll lose. Yeah, okay. I get it. It's a fun conversation thing to have, Jericho. Like, it doesn't matter. You know what? Wins and losses do matter. Because if they didn't, we wouldn't write them down. Okay? And this is a podcast where we guess who's going to win or lose in every match, in every pay-per-view, or at least the ones we care about. And then you'll find out later who was the more right one. I think, is that a good way to explain it? Is my co-host Eric? Eric?
I think that's the best way to describe it. We're not about 5 stars, 6 stars, or 7 stars.
Yes.
We're not about this is awesome chance.
Yes.
It's who wins and who loses in the ring and on this podcast.
Yes, you're spot monkey. You know, there's no psychology when these people, oh, high spots. How about some good old-fashioned ground and pound? I'm an old-timer territory boy. Okay, enough of this. Hey, I'm a Mysterios. Okay, last time we did Hell in a Cell, I think I lost by like 1 point.
You lost.
Okay, can you explain to me how I lost? Because I remember losing.
Well, you were coming ahead at first by surprising me with the pick of Becky Lynch actually defeating Charlotte Flair to win the Women's SmackDown Championship.
Which I think I just did by accident because I would have expected that they would have screwed up Becky Lynch by now, and actually, every week she's getting better, and they're doing a better and better job with her.
But you made two fatal flaws.
Okay.
You had optimism in Daniel Bryan,
and you
thought he and his wife would actually win something on a Vince McMahon scripted program, and that's not what happens at all.
No.
And Daniel Bryan lost again.
Yep.
And then you also underestimated Vince McMahon's desire to be a creative auteur.
Yep.
And you thought that the main event set inside the Hell in the Cell, the most decisive, climactic match type WWE has ever created.
There's always a winner and a loser.
You thought there would be a winner and a loser, but no, the new hotness is actually having Hell in the Cell matches that have completely fucked finishes that go nowhere. And that's what I predicted, and I was right.
Yeah, you were 1,000,000% right. Now, see, but look, at least I was wrong for the right reasons. I assume that Vince McBlind would once again just put over Reigns. But no, he protected Braun Strowman, which, again, you don't expect this guy to do what the fans want.
It was a no contest due to the surprise return of Brock Lesnar,
which I did not call and I did actually like.
Yeah, I wouldn't have predicted. I think you can predict WWE almost down to a science, and even I couldn't see Brock Lesnar returning. Brock Lesnar, who's in the midst of trying to be clean for a UFC drug test, came back.
Unlike last time.
Yeah, he came back to beat up Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns, and before the audience could quickly recognize that was the end of the show, they faded out, cued credits, and then went to commercial. And that was the end of the show. So at home, we didn't hear the arena full of people start chanting bullshit, which is what happened when they realized that they paid to see a non-finish in a main event, but that's what happened.
Didn't we just have a three-way with these two? Or was that a four-way? And Joe was there, too.
And Samoa Joe at SummerSlam last year.
Which is not that long ago.
Right.
SummerSlam last year was May or June?
That was August.
So okay.
Literally a year later, we're getting the same.
Right.
With minus some Samoa Joe.
Oh, so it's worse.
Yeah.
Why? As soon as I saw that match, I was like, why aren't I excited for this? I thought I would. Yes.
You've
it's
seen
worse.
It before.
I've seen it before, and it's worse. All right. But you know what? We're getting enough chat. Look, let's not get stuck in the past over here. Bottom line, I really liked Hell in a Cell. I think my favorite match was Bryan and Brie versus Miz and Maurice. Just because it had the most, like, fun. Like, they're doing spots in stereo, and there's a this, and Maurice gets a roll-up. I didn't see that coming. I didn't see them giving Maurice I thought the bells were invisible. But I liked the show. What did you think of the show overall?
I liked that the cage was red.
I liked that the cage was red.
Because it reminded me of TNA, Total Nonstop Action's red cage, the Steel Asylum.
Okay.
They went so far as to explain that it was red to match the color of blood.
Oh, I love that so much. Was it like hexagonal
yes.
cage?
It was a hexagonal cage inside. It was more than just your typical steel cage. It had reinforced steel bars. It was the steel used from a deep sea shark cage and colored red like blood.
Which is the shark's favorite drink.
Right.
I love that.
So I got a lot of great warm nostalgia feelings upon seeing a red cage again. There aren't enough multicolored cages in wrestling.
Okay. There's a blue cage, right?
There was a blue cage in the 80s.
Right.
That was the best cage. And since then, it's just been dull gray, like the things you see at a junkyard.
What color was the cage that RoboCop ripped the door off of the hinges? Ooh. I want to say black or gray.
I think it might have been a light, almost silverish gray.
Yeah, much like RoboCop's light, almost silverish exterior. Look, again, blah, blah, blah. I lost, okay? What do you got? What's the punishment? What do you got?
Oh, I have to come up with a punishment now?
No.
Oh.
You know what? Look, I had a punishment ready.
Okay.
Because the people, they've heard the contest. Now they want to hear the punishment.
Sure.
They do. They're not going to want to wait till next time.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, you love all this indie wrestling things. What if you made me watch All In?
Oh.
Wait, or what could you make me watch that I would never watch otherwise?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Something indie, like an empty arena match or...
Yeah. I think you might need to watch some Wrestling Society X. I think your punishment is I am going to sentence you to watch some Wrestling Society X.
Okay.
The short-lived MTV wrestling show from the 2000s.
Are you serious?
That featured music and commentary by the band Good Charlotte, and featured piranha death matches, electrified cage matches. There were Juggalos, Vampiro, X-Pac, Joey Ryan, the Disco Machine, who was different from
Disco Inferno. Really?
Yeah. There was a very young Seth Rollins back in his Tyler Black days when he was in a emo scenester-based tag team called D-I-F-H, which stands for Do It For Her. I think your punishment is watching Wrestling Society X. I will curate the best of the best Wrestling Society X for you to watch.
Okay. Eric's also going to Eric will also share whatever Wrestling Society X I have to watch. We'll share it on social media so you can watch. I have never heard of it. Wrestling Society S. That could have been some weird Japanese thing from the 90s. That could be a YouTube thing happening right now. That's maybe the most generic, well, a generic wrestling name for the Generic Wrestling Podcast. I'm way into it. All right. Speaking of things I'm way into.
Yes.
This thing that's happening at 5 a.m. this Saturday. What is it called? It's the Super Show?
It's WWE Super Showdown.
Okay.
It's going to be the largest WWE event in Australia ever.
Also the first?
No, they were there 15 years ago.
Okay.
For the Australia exclusive pay-per-view Global Warning.
Right. Yes.
You know, I wish they kept up the motif this year and brought... And we're bringing us WWE Climate Rage.
I almost spit out my coffee onto the street. We are recording this at One Liberty Plaza on Wall Street.
WWE presents an inconvenient R-Truth.
But he's always convenient. He's the most convenient. He dances, he raps, he looks really good for his age, he's fun. Wait, do you have one more? If you don't, it's okay.
WWE Greenhouse Gas Submissions.
Oh, Greenhouse Gas Submissions. Okay, I like all those. Wow, so 15 years ago, like, global warming was just, like, a buzzword?
Yeah, it was in the vein of, like, Monster Energy drinks, Rockstar Games, global warning wrestling.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Walk us through the card. We got to start. We're way behind. We're way behind.
Right.
This
so this is going to be the biggest event, WWE event in Australia ever.
Okay.
I think they're going to attempt to break some kind of box office attendance record. If you're familiar with the event that happened earlier this year in Saudi Arabia,
yes,
the Greatest Royal Rumble, this is ostensibly the Australian version of that, and okay, that another country paid to have their own WrestleMania.
Sure.
And that's what we're getting this Saturday morning at 5 a.m. local time. And kickoff, Super Showdown, it's a rematch from Hell in the Cell. It's the defending champion Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair in a match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship.
That's happening during the kickoff?
That's the first.
It's the first match.
It's the first match I wrote down.
Okay.
This show's so big, there isn't a kickoff.
Okay. Well, yeah, because the kickoff would be at 4 a.m. All right. Why don't you go first on this one?
Because it's all about the long con, and it's not about the biggest show in Australia ever. It's about the next pay-per-view after that, WWE Evolution.
Right.
So I don't think this Becky Lynch-Charlotte Flair feud is over by a long shot. So I'm predicting that Becky Lynch wins by either disqualification or countout. She takes a cowardly heel way to win.
That would make the most sense. So it's what I want. Now, as you all remember last time, my theory was take what we should do and then do the opposite, which didn't work. It didn't work because Becky Lynch won, which she should have, but the opposite would have said that Charlotte wins, which she didn't. But then I picked Lynch like an idiot, ignoring my own theory. I am going to say it makes sense for Lynch to win, so I'm gonna... But can't you just see them going, but without the title, we can have weeks of SmackDown TV where Lynch is going crazy without the title. Yeah,
they could very well have her lose, and then Evolution, there needs to be a blow-off to settle the score.
Right.
It's 1-1. Who really is the best woman? Who is the last woman standing? Which will be a last woman standing match at WWE Evolution.
Yeah, the rubber match. All right. Damn it. I'm going to say that Becky wins too, but this time Charlotte does not get pinned.
Interesting. Okay.
Because she got pinned last. It's like, we don't need to see her get pinned twice.
Right.
All right. What do you think? How do you think it's going to happen? Just a DQ?
I think Becky will win by looking. She'll be a coward.
Yeah.
She'll win by cowardice.
There we go. Okay.
So, yeah, Becky is a bad guy, but the fans love her.
Yeah.
And we need to make those fans hate her.
Yeah.
And there's nothing fans hate more than a coward who doesn't give you a proper winner and loser.
But you're not. Okay, look, there's the cowardice of bringing a steel chair into the ring to force a disqualification. There's the cowardice of hitting the ref. But then there's the cowardice of leaving the ring. Mm-hmm. Becky's not going to leave. She's not going to abandon ship, is she?
She might leave the ring. Fandango's music could start playing on the Titantron, and Charlotte could get distracted, and Becky could roll her up.
Oh, my God.
There's so
God.
Many great
oh
finishes that Vince McMahon has in his arsenal that we rarely get to see.
Okay.
He's got so many tricks up his sleeve that he could pull out to entertain the largest crowd in Australia ever.
I want that Fandango thing to happen. All right. We're both picking Becky. What's next, Eric? What's next?
We're going to continue on with women's action. This is a tag team match. Asuka and Naomi are challenging the Australia's own, the Iconics. Because there's two I's in their name for some reason. The Iconics. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce.
Okay. I think the Iconics are going to win. I think they're definitely going to win. The Iconics delivered a promo on SmackDown on Tuesday. That was fantastic. It's not like they're going to start figuring out what to do with Asuka now. Like, this isn't where they're going to turn the ship around for Asuka. So let's assume she's going to lose because she should be winning. So I'm giving it to the Iconics. I think the Iconics. I don't know if they win clean or dirty, but I know they win. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing about Vince McMahon.
I'm listening. But here's the thing about Vince McMahon. The Iconics are very attractive.
Right, but they're also women. And
right.
If there's one thing Vince McMahon loves doing, it's humiliating women that work for him.
That's true. He does like that.
And one of his old chestnuts, one of the best ways he loves humiliating his employees is making them lose in their hometown.
You're right. This is the battle of the bad instincts. On one hand, we got Didn't, like, JR get fired in his hometown?
You're going to have to pick which time, to be more specific.
Okay. I mean,
he's been kicked in the groin and fired.
Uh-huh.
He's been attacked by The Undertaker and unconsciously forced to kiss Vince McMahon's bare buttocks in his hometown. He may have been set on fire by Kane in his hometown. I'm not sure if that happened in Oklahoma.
But it would. Let's just say it did.
He was definitely set on fire. That part is, that's not being disputed.
No.
It's just a matter of where he was set on fire.
Yes, what city?
Right. And so I feel like it makes no sense for these two women who are popular on social media who will get a huge heroic ovation in their home country to lose. But see, that's what's entertaining to Vince McMahon.
Wow.
And so it would make a lot of sense for Asuka and Naomi to lose because there's really no reason for this tag team to exist. It's just something to give Asuka to do. But a better use of Asuka's time would be for her to turn heel and potentially feud with Naomi. But why do that when you can humiliate two employees in their home country?
And the maybe your prettiest employees.
That's
true. Every time a girl ever turned you down when you were 12 years old and broke with a dirt floor, now you're getting your revenge.
Right.
God damn it, Eric. All right.
So I'm predicting Asuka and Naomi just for pure CEO schadenfreude.
All right. Well, Eric assumes that the Iconics will lose because it's their hometown and Vince likes humiliating women. I assume that Asuka and Naomi will lose because they're both amazing champs and amazing talents. So therefore, of course, they should be buried. What's next?
Another tag team matchup. This is for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The New Day versus The Bar.
Oh.
Cesaro and Sheamus.
Did I go first? Last time you go first this time. This one's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. I feel like I love the New Day.
Yeah.
I think they're great. They don't need to be tag team champions right now.
No.
Maybe not.
Ever again?
Certainly not for a long time.
Yeah, agreed.
There's definitely a lot more creative mileage you can get out of them not being defending champions. So that's why I predict they're going to win decisively.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Same. Like, because you can never underestimate Vince McMahon's ability to punish Cesaro for being talented.
And multilingual.
He speaks five languages. And he can say, I guess you're going over tonight, to his opponent in all of them. How should I put you over tonight? He can say that in Swedish and Dutch. And have you seen Mr. Bootysworth?
I sure have.
I love Mr. Bootysworth.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. Sometimes I'm watching The New Day, and I'm going to myself, like, for Christ's sake, Damien Woods, just start a sketch comedy troupe already. Let's just do it. Like, I get it. Remember when they did that thing in Raw where they had a time machine in the middle of the ring?
Oh, and they became the Old Day, I believe.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, we love, yes. You love, I get it. You go to UCB on the weekends and you want to be doing this too. Like, Mr. Bootysworth, though, is when their comedy writing fetish is used properly. Like,
right.
The guy's dumpy. He's not wearing a proper suit or tuxedo at all.
Yeah.
He got pancake batter the Bart dumped pancake batter all over him. He's clearly just a writer. He is not an actor at all.
Right.
I love Mr. Pootiesworth.
He's like the Brian Stack of the New Day.
Sure.
If the New Day was Late Night with Conan O'Brien, he'd be Brian Stack. Or
he would be played by Brian Stack, yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just Brian Stack's very talented. And this guy's not. He's a,
right.
Okay, good. As long as we agree.
He's the bit player. It's like, I've seen this guy as many different characters.
Yes.
In a year when the New Day have FedEx Pope, it'll be this guy.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Okay. We both think it's going to be the New Day.
So my bonus is the New Day is going to win, and they're not going. I think Mr. Bootiesworth will be involved in the post-match celebration, but because they're in Australia, I think they're going to get some local flavor involved, and I am predicting that the New Day have a post-match pancake celebration with Australia's own bananas in pajamas for a banana pancake party.
Okay. And I'm going to pitch that they have booty rangs, which are boomerang-shaped pancakes that they throw into the crowd, and then they make a joke about how they're not coming back.
I like that. I like that.
Either one would be great, but the bar will definitely lose. Okay, what's next?
After that, we have a match for the Cruiserweight Championship. That's right. It's finally on the main show, unless it's on the kickoff and they're just like waiting till the 11th hour to tell these guys
probably
that it's going to be on the kickoff.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to pretend it's on the pay-per-view.
Okay. It won't be.
And that's Cedric Alexander defending the title against Australia's own Buddy Murphy.
Who is good? Who are these two?
It doesn't matter.
No, it matters. I need to know who's your, wait, which of them is more talented?
That would be Cedric Alexander.
Okay, the other one's going to win. All right, what do you got? Who are you going to guess?
I'm also predicting that Buddy Murphy is going to win the Cruiserweight title because it doesn't matter. And and Vince decided to humiliate two Australians on the show already. So, all right, we'll give this Australian, who just happens to be a man, we'll give him what he wants.
Right.
Yep. And so he'll win the Cruiserweight title, and it won't matter. And then they'll be on the network as one of the 7th or 8th highest rated shows, losing to repeats of Ride Along.
Yeah.
And Camp WWE.
Yeah.
And Halloween Havoc 1998.
Yeah. I tried watching something else to wrestle with. I wish they would release an audio version so I didn't have to have it out. It eats up so much battery on my phone.
WWE did try to do podcasting a few years ago.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, when they wanted to crush Colt Cabana's Art of Wrestling. Back when WWE wrestlers would do the show, before they decided to sue him for, before one of their employees independently decided to sue him.
Just happens to have full use of their lawyers for free.
That just happened to have millions of dollars to drag this case out for years.
Yep.
They tried to do their own podcast. I think they kept it up for like 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then they were like, podcasting's hard. And then they gave up.
Understood. Got it. Okay. All right. What's the next match? Right.
Okay. The next match is a rematch from Hell in the Cell. This time, it is no disqualification, no count out. It's for the WWE Championship. AJ Styles defending against Samoa Joe.
There must also be a winner.
Yeah, there has to be.
There must be a winner. I loved how they handled it. With the having AJ lose with the tapping, but he was also pinning the guy.
Yeah.
I thought, I was like, hey, that's actually kind of nice that they did that for Samoa Joe, that they didn't just beat him clean. On SmackDown 2 weeks ago, Samoa Joe home invaded live. And then this week, Paige was like, we immediately called the police and the police were there. Joe never went inside the home. And AJ Styles was home watching over his kids. Paige was like, we'll press charges. And AJ Styles was like, no, because if you press charges on Samoa Joe, he's going to, quote, disappear into the wind. I need you to keep him with his job so I can beat him once and for all in a wrestling match, which always is the decisive way to end any argument and always has been.
I know. When someone is personally terrorizing my family... My first thought is, no, keep them employed.
Keep them employed. Okay.
I want this guy to have benefits.
I want him to have access to money.
I want him to have a downside guarantee of weekly income. Uh-huh. So he can continue buying plane tickets from anywhere in the country to visit my home in the middle of the night and terrorize my wife and child.
Well, and also bring a camera crew. And also lighting and sound. Because Samoa Joe was very well lit against that mailbox that said Styles on it in black sticker letters. Very well lit.
You know, the Styles family, they have a long history in the town of where is he from? Georgia?
Yeah, let's say
I think he's from Georgia.
Sounds like he's from Georgia.
Yeah, they have the Styles family has a long history in Georgia. Goes back many generations. Uh-huh. AJ's great-great-grandfather, Thomas Styles, he built that farmhouse with his bare hands.
Yeah.
He nailed those boards into place mm-hmm. by hitting a 630 corkscrew moonsault.
What? Wow.
He didn't even need a hammer.
How did his forearms look after all of that hammering? Did they perhaps look phenomenal?
They did. You know, it's just like AJ's song says.
Uh-huh.
He's a southern boy with the farmer strength.
All right. Who's going to win?
I think AJ Styles wins, finally, to put this feud to bed.
Yeah, they're not going to. It's against the WWE's kind of bubblegum card morality to have a home invader win.
Unless it's Triple H. It's okay.
I was thinking, it's like the only time the bad guy wins when it makes no sense is when, like, Triple H beats, what's his name? Spin-a-Rooney, five-timer.
Oh, Booker T?
Yeah, who he was.
Or Chris Jericho.
Right, yeah.
Or Kane.
Right.
Or Rob Van Dam.
Yes, exactly.
Or Randy Orton, uh-huh. when Randy Orton was a babyface.
Yeah.
Or when Randy Orton was a cool Stone Cold Steve Austin heel.
Mm-hmm. The Iceman.
Or CM Punk.
Right, mm-hmm. But he's it.
And or not, Sting in his first and only match.
Oh my God! No, he had that other match with Shane Black,
with
Tyler Black,
Seth Rollins. But if WWE were to get the writer and director of Lethal Weapon and Predator to step into the squared circle and face Sting, that would get at least a month's network subscription from me.
You got to do it. All right, I'm also going to say that AJ Styles wins because it's, I mean, come on, he invaded the guy's house. Like, it, and also it's Samoa Joe, who is someone they should be pushing, so why would they?
So I think the bonus question is,
okay,
so AJ Styles has been champion for just about a year, you know, in a few more months, he will break the record held by disgruntled ex-employee CM Punk.
Excellent.
You know, there is the Survivor Series on the horizon. There's the 1,000th episode of SmackDown on the horizon.
Right.
The bonus question is, if not Joe, then when does AJ Styles lose the WWE Championship?
To The Miz.
Interesting.
Well, because they have to give The Miz the belt with enough time for it to matter. On SmackDown this Tuesday, both Bryan and Miz were openly calling for the championship.
Okay.
Like, Miz was on commentary, and he's like, I want to be the WWE champion. I'm the best person here. I should have the best title here. We know that feud doesn't need a belt. Do you think it's going to get the belt?
Well, I think maybe we should use this to seg into the next match.
What do you got?
Daniel Bryan versus The Miz to determine the number one contender for the WWE championship.
Oh, wow, that's brilliant. I don't know why The Miz doesn't win again. I don't see why The Miz can't just continue win through cheating. Because the question they're setting up right now is like, when will Daniel Bryan abandon his moral code and do what it takes to win? It's like, he's not going to abandon his moral code at 5 a.m. on a Saturday in Australia. Isn't he going to abandon his moral code at Survivor Series? Or at least in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia for the crown jewel? When does he abandon his moral code, Eric? When, if ever?
Perhaps he abandons his moral code when he's facing AJ Styles for the WWE Championship.
Okay, so you're saying he's going to beat The Miz. He can't beat The Miz at the end of the feud.
I'm predicting, I think Daniel Bryan wins, and I think
I know how Daniel Bryan wins.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
Daniel Bryan wins because Miz tries to cheat and it backfires.
So you're saying you're putting your money on The Miz winning. Is that your pick?
No, okay. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm going to say Daniel Bryan wins, but it's because Maurice accidentally brass knuckles The Miz.
Interesting.
Or because The Miz undoes a turnbuckle and then gets screwed by it. Like, The Miz tries to cheat.
Okay. I think...
But then The Miz fucks over Bryan and stops Bryan from getting the title from Styles.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think Daniel Bryan wins clean. I think, I know I've been saying, you know, Vince McMahon hates Daniel Bryan and will never give him an opportunity like he had at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Why humiliate Daniel Bryan on a glorified house show?
Yes. Yes.
Like the Super Showdown, when you could tease Daniel Bryan's fans into thinking you're going to give them exactly what they want, only to take it away from them in the worst way possible.
At WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
So in the way that the dream match between AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura turned into a weird months-long feud based on kicking each other in the groin.
A lot. Where, a lot of groin kicks.
But the good guy always kept winning and then always kept getting kicked in the groin.
Yeah, he did.
I think Daniel Bryan's winning to set up a Daniel Bryan AJ Styles feud that people want, and then once they see Vince McMahon's version of it, they're going to immediately regret ever wanting to see Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles in a WWE ring.
Okay, so we're both picking Bryan.
Okay.
But for different reasons. If they are going to give us a Styles Bryan feud, then maybe Styles turns heel to beat Joe. Because he's just been pushed too far. But I don't know. I can't. I can see a Styles Miz mini feud that eventually gets Miz the belt, that eventually gives us a title match at WrestleMania between Miz and Bryan. That's the big final blow off.
There's a lot of great, coherent ways that this can be entertaining for fans. I don't know if we're going to get any of them.
Wait, okay, well then let's figure out what the worst way to do it is, and that's the way they'll do it.
AJ wins clean. Samoa Joe can feud with...
Daniel Bryan?
Let's say No Way Jose.
Okay, great.
Who I think is on Raw. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Daniel Bryan can also win clean, and then we'll have two boring baby faces talking about having a good dream match.
Right, exactly.
And then they'll just repeat literally what they did with Shinsuke Nakamura and turn Daniel Bryan heel and take the cheap, cowardly way out to win. And so we'll get our Daniel Bryan WWE title run, but it's going to be filled with cowardly Miz-like defenses that end in disqualification and count out and music playing on the Titantron and distracting his opponent so he can roll them up.
But I do want to see that because Daniel Bryan's heel run, when it was like Bryan cashed in on the Big Show, his friend. Remember when like Bryan used his girlfriend AJ Lee as like a human shield?
Who wouldn't? Against the largest athlete in the world.
I would love to see a Miz-Bryan tag team where they're both heels. I would. I think he's a fantastic heel. I love him as a heel. He's such a douche. Remember there was like months when AJ Lee would be like, I love you, Daniel. And Daniel would go, that's nice. And he would just pet her. That's what I want. But anyway, all right. How many matches are there? Because I want to get to the finale.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 matches left.
Oh, my God. Can we speed through 3 of them so we can just get to Undertaker and the other guy?
Yes. Okay. So we've got 2 different 6-person tags.
Oh, God.
I'll go with the men's tag first. That is The Shield, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns against Braun Strowman, Dolph Ziggler, and Drew McIntyre.
Aren't they called, like, the pack?
Is it
the dog pack?
There's only one dog in the WWE, and that's the big dog, Roman Reigns.
But they're doing a thing. He's like, if you're the dog, then I'm the wolf. But there is a wolf pack. Okay, I don't know. I don't care. Who's who? Okay, no.
You go first. Yeah.
It's my turn to go first. I don't care about this. Let's say I feel like... I feel like if the Shield wins, this whole fucking thing is over. So why not? The Shield wins. And then they'll figure out another way. The dog pack will be like, Enraged from their loss last night, they're even more committed to winning now.
And now, they might have even greater odds on their side because they're angry from losing.
Exactly. Losing really lit a fire under them, and it's why they're good. Now they're going to beat up even smaller jobbers this week. Braun Strowman's flipped over where the referees live. He flipped over the referee's house. Okay, I don't know. The Shield. Who do you got?
Ooh. You know, this is a tough one. I want to say The Shield as well, just because Roman Reigns... Vince McMahon picks the spots where Roman Reigns loses, and this doesn't feel like a spot where Roman Reigns should lose. But I want to make things interesting. I'm going to say Braun and his team win, and Dean Ambrose is going to get pinned.
Right. If anyone's going to eat the pin, it's him.
It's definitely Dean Ambrose is going to get pinned. So that's what I'm predicting. Dean Ambrose takes a pin loss, a pinfall loss.
Okay. That's good, because that builds up the will here, won't he? All right, what's next? Let's go speed through him.
Okay, so up next is a six-woman tag team match. It's the Riot Squad. Liv Morgan, Ruby Riot, and Sarah Logan against the Bella Twins, Bri and Nikki, and their partner, the Raw Women's Champion, Ronda Rousey.
I think Rousey and the Bellas win because they shouldn't. I mean, Bri Bella just knocked that woman unconscious the other day, so you think they'd want to give her heat back or turn that into an angle or something. But nah, they're just going to ignore it.
I'm predicting Bri Bella gets pinned.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm predicting that Bri Bella gets pinned so we can build up to the dream match that everyone's waiting for, Nikki Bella versus Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Are they building this?
I think that is definitely what's going to happen at Evolution. And if there's one person that will make fans believe that they could take Ronda Rousey in a legitimate fight, it's the star of the hit E! Reality television show, Nikki Bella. But she's going to need motivation, and that's her sister getting pinned, because she's not going to get pinned.
No.
Her sister will get pinned.
Yes.
And then they can blame Ronda for the loss.
Okay. Ronda versus the Bella Twins... Sure. Okay. That's
I would.
It's 2-on-1.
I would pay money to watch Ronda Rousey throw them around.
Yeah.
Like a bag of grains.
Yes.
At a strongman contest.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in watching them sparring back and forth.
No.
But that's what we're gonna get.
But aren't they gonna have to turn the Bellas heel to do that? They're on TV.
Here's the thing about the Bellas.
Okay.
They've always been heel.
Well, yes, but not to the kids in the hospitals they're visiting and shit.
I'm pretty sure those kids... I don't think they're going to be saying much of anything right now.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, I think also Liv Morgan just almost got brain damage this past week, so they can give her a fake win on a glorified house show.
That is a good way to keep her hat not suing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, God damn, Eric, that's really smart.
I mean, we may have put you in the ring with a performer that didn't have the proper training to execute such a dangerous kick to the face, but we did let you win a fake fight on a show that aired at 5 a.m. So wouldn't you say we're even?
Yes, you're right. You're super goddamn right about that. Oh my god, she's unconscious and then they still ever do that superplex spot? What do you do? Just get the girl, get her out of there. Fucking Daniel Bryan had a stinger and they called off the finish to his match with Randy Orton. A woman ragdolls and falls unconscious and they're like, we've taken her to the back, pan left, she's still there on the ground. Anyway, all right, what's next?
Not the co-main event, but it's certainly an attraction. Bobby Lashley and returning from China, John Cena, are teaming up to take on Elias and Kevin Owens. Real hard to predict who's going to win this one.
I kind of think it is, because why not just have Lashley eat the pin? No one cares. And, like, literally, the world keeps spinning if Bobby Lashley eats the pin. All right, let me guess this one, because I don't want to... Once I guess, it's out there. Giving Kevin Owens and Elias a win after they just got the... maybe the biggest heel reaction in 10 or 15... like, in decades? I haven't heard a sustained heel reaction like that since, like, the 80s.
And all they had to do is insult the local sports team.
They were booing so loud it made the news.
I know.
So I say Vince McMahon, of course, punishes them for succeeding because he didn't want them to succeed there. That wasn't the brass ring he was talking about. Let's say Cena wins. Let's say Lashley... yeah, let's say Cena and Lashley win.
Okay, well, I'm also saying Cena and Lashley win.
Okay.
But here's what I'm predicting. The segment before the match where Elias is noodling on the guitar and he and Kevin Owens are bantering with the crowd is going to last twice as long as the match.
Yes.
And they're going to try to recapture that magic and insult the local sports teams. But because they don't really know the dynamics of Australian sports, it's not going to work. And that's going to be really funny. When they're trying to get 80,000 people to boo in the way that the people in Seattle booed this last week when they insulted the Supersonics, and they try to insult a football club.
Sure.
But they don't even really know which one it is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you just hear like 80,000 people be like, huh? Yeah. Knowing the Aussie crowd, they'll probably cheer.
Yes.
Because they hate their local football team.
Well, because if they're at the wrestling show...
because they're fucking shite, which is not an Australian accent.
They would say that. Yeah. They'd call something shite. Okay, I love it. Final match. Now, Eric, I'm just going to let you go on this one because I know you have a lot of thoughts.
Okay.
But let me just point out before Eric starts, fucking... what's his name? Took a goddamn back bump on Monday. Sexy boy, Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, the
he
heartbreak
kid. He took a choke slam and he bumped. I've seen him kick people. He was put in the cross face a couple of years ago by Daniel Bryan. I haven't seen him take like a bump in a long time. Have you? Am I wrong about this?
It's been a while. I mean, he has the power of Christ to rejuvenate his body. Obviously. So I think he's feeling good about taking that leap of faith in Kane's hands.
Oh my God.
So the main event.
Yes.
For the last time ever is literally how it's being advertised.
It is being advertised like that.
The last time ever. And then Michael Cole said this week, maybe the last time ever.
Excellent.
Triple H with Shawn Michaels in his corner will be facing Old Man Taker, The Undertaker, with his brother of destruction, Kane, in his corner. In a last time ever, maybe match. So, when this match was announced, I thought it was going to be similar to the John Cena Undertaker match at WrestleMania. It'll be 4 minutes long. It's a chance for Undertaker to hit all of his trademark moves, the rope walk, the snake eyes, the choke slam, the tombstone, send the fans home happy. And Triple H is happy to do that. But now I don't know what to think. Now it's a lot more evenly contested. And I don't think the story ends this Saturday.
I don't think so either. Not if Shawn Michaels is taking bumps now. Then it's like, okay, maybe he's unretired. I mean, he's the guy who's always like, I want to teach everybody how to stay retired. I mean, I guess not anymore. I guess he's back. All the rumors say he's back. Shawn Michaels, I could see Shawn Michaels feuding with Triple H because I could see Shawn Michaels being like, I kind of only want to hang out with my friend. I trust him to not destroy my body. If I'm going to do this, I would only really want to wrestle Triple H.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think, Shawn Michaels has been really committed to staying retired. But fans can't help but speculate different dream match scenarios. Shawn Michaels versus his student, Daniel Bryan. Shawn Michaels versus AJ Styles. Shawn Michaels versus Seth Rollins.
Right.
The one thing I can guarantee is that if Shawn Michaels comes out of retirement, none of those matches are happening.
Yup. Yes. Yes.
He will be feuding exclusively with people he was feuding with in the year 1998.
Yes.
20 years ago.
Yep. Which is, look, if you could pick your coworkers, you would.
I guess so.
Does he want to, like, have lunch and talk over a match with Daniel Bryan, someone who he apparently only taught for 10 minutes? Does he want to, like, get to know and, like, hang out with Seth Rollins and, like, learn his kids' names and shit? Or does he just, like, kind of want to hang out with his drinking buddies, go get a little exercise, make $1 million and leave?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to talk with Daniel Bryan, because Daniel Bryan will start bringing up Jill Stein talking points, like, yep, why trophy hunting is bad, and that'll really bother Shawn Michaels.
Oh my God, you're right!
He doesn't really need his, like, annoying student to remind him why shooting rhinos and elephants is bad.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, even though he literally has a show all about shooting them. So, all right, well, one could say that Triple H needs to start stacking up wins again, because we can't just assume that every time he goes to WrestleMania, he loses. I mean, the only person he's beaten recently at WrestleMania is Sting, which is kind of like beating nobody at all, because he's a WCW guy.
Right.
Those guys suck.
Right. They could never hang.
Yeah, that's like beating, what's his name? What's the name of that little kid that Braun Strowman teamed up with?
Nicholas.
It's like beating Nicholas.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same legacies.
So I can see Triple H winning. But man, to put The Undertaker through a long match just to have him lose is going to be very hard to watch. Undertaker versus... Who did Undertaker face before Cena?
Before Cena, when was the last time he wrestled? That would have been potentially last WrestleMania, when he lost to Roman Reigns in the main event, in a very bad main event.
It was long and it was hard to watch. Then he beat Bray Wyatt.
That was the year before.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, that was 2 years before.
All right, so his match against Roman Reigns was long and awful. His match against John Cena was short and fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
His match against Bray Wyatt was long and awful. His match against
Shane McMahon was also long and awful.
And his match against Brock Lesnar was long and awful.
That's true, yeah. He's had, every year, it seems like he has a different retirement match.
Yeah. How many more articles of clothing is he going to leave in the ring? Is this a comedy sketch now? You can see a purple underpants in the ring. Oh!
I thought we were watching The Undertaker and not Naked Midian.
What? I don't even get it, but I love it. Okay, so if they're going to have a long match, I hope The Undertaker wins, because I don't want to see an old guy out there hurting himself just to lose.
Okay. So you're saying The Undertaker?
I don't know. Wait, I got to guess before you guess.
Sure.
Because I'm easily convinced. I am going to say that... I'm going to say that The Undertaker wins to set up a Michaels versus Triple H thing.
Interesting.
Because I can see them doing that, even though it makes no sense for no reason, because I don't know who else Shawn Michaels wants to work with. So I'm going to say Taker wins.
I'm going to say Triple H wins.
Wow.
I think all of those things that you don't want to see and think they should make every effort to avoid, I think they are going to book themselves into a corner and be forced to lean into all of that, and they're going to have to go through with it. And so we're going to have to watch a slow, plodding match that is a struggle for The Undertaker.
Yep.
And then Shawn Michaels is going to interfere and cheat and help Triple H win. Triple H, a man who does not need to win, will win again. And then we will head into WWE Crown Jewel in Saudi Arabia next month to see Triple H and Shawn Michaels, who will bring back the D-Generation X gear, I bet, to feud with the Brothers of Destruction, Undertaker and Kane.
Okay.
And I hope Kane gets in political trouble for being a sitting mayor going to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and being paid to put on a show for a brutal theocracy.
All right. All right, so you're saying Triple H. I'm going to give it to The Undertaker. Damn it, now I really want to give it to Triple H, so I think you're absolutely right, but it's too late. Okay, so Let's review some of our picks. We're both giving it to Becky. We're both giving it to The New Day. We're both giving it to AJ Styles, right?
Yeah, for different reasons. I'm going with Asuka, Naomi. You're going with the Iconics.
Right.
You went with Cedric Alexander. I'm going for Buddy Murphy.
Oh, no. I'm going for Buddy Murphy as well.
Oh, okay.
We're both going for Buddy Murphy.
Okay.
Because neither of us cares that much.
Yeah.
But I think The Miz is going to lose because I think cheating is going to backfire.
Interesting.
And you think The Miz is just going to lose clean because he's just going to lose.
Right.
Okay.
You are predicting the Bell Twins and Rousey win.
Yep.
I'm predicting the Riot Squad.
Wow, there's a lot of differences on this card.
You're,
okay.
You're predicting the Shield wins. I'm predicting that Dean Ambrose is the one to give Braun some momentum.
Damn.
We're both predicting John Cena and Bobby Lashley to win.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah.
And they don't need to win. They're already over.
The question is, how awkward is the local sports team heat going to be? And then you're predicting The Undertaker, and I'm predicting Triple H.
All right. Well, Eric won the first one. This next one is truly anybody's game. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Generic Wrestling Podcast with me, Stereos Kovatos, and my friend, Larnach the Destructor. If you want to support the show, and if you want to hear it early, just for like a dollar. Just donate a dollar to patreon.com/stereos. You get early podcasts. You get bonus episodes. We got a new episode of Waifu Wars that you'll see days and days before anybody else. And I think that's about it. Anything you want to plug, or should we just get out of here?
We're desperately out of time. We got to go.
We got to go. Hey, thanks for listening. We love you all. And we will see you in the ring. Wait, we need a thing. Buckle to, and and then that bell had to ring. It's time to go, but we'll see you in the gorilla position.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Okay, I love it. Bye.